Nationwide, educators and policymakers continue to debate whether it is possible to improve public schools by focusing on accountability. Usually that means holding teachers responsible for raising kids' test scores. But education officials in New Haven, Connecticut, have created a shared accountability plan that holds everyone responsible for academic success, even parents and local businesses. From member station WNPR, Diane Orson reports.
Parents, as well as children, had better get ready to buckle down next year, says New Haven School Superintendent Reginald Mayo. Starting in the fall, parents of public school children will be graded by the city's Office of Accountability.
Parents get that report card. We will send that back to the school. And, it's going to be a fun year next year.
The accountability plan shares responsibility for student achievement among all the key players in a child's life. Parents will be graded on a point system. To get a passing mark, they must be sure their children attend school. They'll be required to volunteer at least once per marking period and show up for at least one school event, says Charlene Voice, an educational consultant to the New Haven school system. Without these kinds of supports, she says, it's hard for students to succeed.
What takes place in school is critical, but it's not sufficient. And what happens between 3 in the afternoon and 7 in the morning is at least as important as what happens in the school day.
Some critics say Superintendent Mayo's penalties for parents are too harsh. Mayo has zeroed in on the problem of truancy. He's repeatedly said that if all else fails, he'll report negligent parents to the Department of Children and Families or to the court system. Education can't take place, he insists, if a child is not in school.
Why should I, as a superintendent of a New Haven public schools or a teacher or an administrator, be looked upon in a negative way if an 8-year-old child is not coming to school? Gee whiz, that should be a parental responsibility. Yes, there are certain things we should do. Call home, send letters home. Visit the parent if necessary, but the primary responsibility for that should be on the parents.
More than 20% of suspected reports of abuse and neglect already come through the schools. And officials at the Department of Children and Families agree with the idea that parental accountability includes supporting a child's education. Parent Darlene Walden has traveled to the city's schools to get the word out about the new plan. She says parent report cards are no different than the kinds of performance assessments workers get from their employers.
On the job, we get yearly evaluations, so actually parents that are doing a great job at it already doesn't mind getting their A's.
It's kind of hard because I work.
As parent Myrna Lopez waits to pick up her children from summer school, she worries that her employer won't give her enough time off to volunteer.
Now, because the welfare has sent the parents to work, it's hard for parents to be more involved in the children's education. It's hard for them to take one day off, especially for a single parent.
Reaction to the shared accountability plan from educators is also mixed. Patricia Lucan is president of the New Haven Federation of Teachers.
I think sometimes parents, especially those who have not had opportunity for education for whatever reason, feel very intimidated even coming into a school building. And I think grading them now is going to be insulting to them.
Lucan describes the accountability plan as a band-aid that can't remedy complex societal ills. But teacher Deirdre Prisco says schools can find creative ways to engage parents. They could schedule activities during afternoons or evenings.
In a lot of ways, parents look at schools as a separate entity and they come in, or they're only called to the schools if there's problems. We want parents to come in to the school all the time.
And it's not only parents who will be graded by the accountability office. Area businesses and churches will also get on a public honor roll if they do their part to support kids in school. The plan's creators say if communities hold schools accountable for educating their children, then schools have a right to hold communities responsible for doing their part. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in New Haven, Connecticut.